This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is committed to being a nation where human rights are not only protected but also celebrated. Addressing Human Rights 2025 and the National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, the president emphasized that dignity is non-negotiable and that no one should be deprived of their rights. President Murmu highlighted that Human Rights Day forms the backdrop of a just, equitable and compassionate society. Ms. Murmu added that justice must remain the birthright of every person in India. The 36th anniversary of the conferment of the Nobel Peace Prize to His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama was celebrated at Chamling in Tawang Monastery today. While participating in the occasion, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post referring His Holiness as a true beacon of peace, hoped his timeless message of compassion and harmony continue to spread across the world. The Arunachal Pradesh State Council for State for Science and Technology has received the Jury Special Mention Award at the India International Science Festival 2025 held in Panchkula in Chandigarh. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, expressing pride, said that this recognition reflects Arunachal's growing leadership in science and technology. The team showcased the innovative strength of the state through bioresource conservation, biotechnology, research, apiculture and community-based science initiatives. Arunachal Nagaland Roundtable at the Hornbill Festival 2025 concluded today with the signing of a partnership agreement aimed at strengthening cooperation between the two states. The pact focuses on tourism, culture, business engagement, youth and sports. The agreement also includes collaboration in agriculture and elite sector knowledge exchange. Arunachal Pradesh Tourism Minister P.D. Sona said Arunachal Pradesh is committed to fostering this partnership to create opportunities and advance shared development goals. The District Election Office in Anini, Dibang Valley District, today conducted the randomization of ballot boxes, presiding officers and polling officials for the forthcoming panchayat elections at the Deputy Commissioner's Chamber. Copies of the randomized list were distributed to all the attendees with a request to cross-check the details upon completion. A total of 15 polling stations are scheduled to go to the polls. SDEO Panchayati Raj Lijum Atha highlighted that electronic randomization enabled by advancements in e-governance has significantly strengthened transparency and efficiency in election management. Pradhan Mantri Sri Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya today in Tawang organized a cardiopulmonary resuscitation and basic life support training program under the Bagless Days activity, benefiting students and staffs. The hands-on training familiarized participants with essential life-saving techniques. The program was conducted by a team of 6 professionals traveling across India with a mission to promote life-saving awareness skills in communities. The concept of Bagless Days under the National Education Policy 2020 is designed to encourage students to engage in more hands-on interactive activities. The final phase of the training of presiding and polling officers for the ensuing simultaneous Panchayat election 2025 was conducted yesterday at Khonsa under the chairmanship of Namneet Singh, DPDO cum ADC Khonsa. Later during the occasion, the DC cum DEO Panchayati Raj Tirap convened meetings with representatives of political parties and heads of Tirap district. Arunachal Pradesh rising arm wrestler Onam Gamno from Ngopok village, captain of Team India, has secured the silver medal at the Asian Cup Arm Wrestling Championship 2025. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.